The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
Now, free sunscreen will be made available to the public across 7 Dublin parks this summer. It's an initiative by Dunleary Rathdown County Council. Recent studies have shown 9 in 10 cases of skin cancer are caused by UV rays from the sun or sunbeds. So this initiative hopes to help promote sun safety and reduce the risk of skin cancer. We're joined by the skin nerd, Jennifer Rock. Jennifer, I'm presuming you welcome this move.
Oh my goodness, guys, honestly, so much so. I honestly think it's brilliant as an initiative because it shifts the SPF view from aesthetic and vanity more into the mainstream, rooted in public health and a need for prevention and for skin health. So for me, it's an absolute huge thumbs up. It's something we've been advocating for years. And I think, unfortunately and realistically, at times SPF is viewed as quite an expensive and not the most affordable skincare step, particularly when you think about how much you need to apply. So the fact that it's so accessible in that location, now we're on a mission to try to make sure that it happens more widespread. But yes, 100% in support of it.
Yeah, the parks that will see the dispensers pop up are Cabinteely Park, People's Park, Dunleary, Killiney Hill Park, Fernhill Park, Blackrock Park, Marley Park and Shangana Park. If you're wondering why they're all on the south side, it's because it's Dunleary Rathdown County Council that is taking this initiative. Is it like a dispenser for whatever soap or whatever? Is it just there in the park and you apply it? Is that how it works? Do we know at this stage?
I think that's my understanding of it. Yeah, exactly. And I think the reality is that some of us might be quite good and we are getting slightly better putting our SPF on during the morning or in the morning routine. But then it's typically throughout the day. So if you're going for your walk at lunchtime or again in the evening, or if you're bringing the kids out during the day, that's the common misconception, I believe, that still happens in Ireland, is that we think that you need the heated sun to cause the damage, when actually, unfortunately, it's an accumulative UV damage that happens on a day-to-day basis that we need to be aware of. So I love that it's coming into the summer. I think that it's going to be great for people that are out and about, potentially showing a little bit more skin, but we'll always go back in line with what the Irish Cancer Society stipulate, which is you got to wear this every day, and reapplication is so important and the amount you apply is so important. So just to kind of have said that loud and proud, I suppose half a teaspoon is what you need to be putting on for your face, your neck, your ears, and ideally reapplying it every 2 hours. And if you're thinking about the legs, obviously larger parts of the body, like at the front or the back of the body, you need 1 teaspoon. So for this, we're going to be going through a lot of those dispensaries. I know Cork did it last year, and University of Limerick are having a similar initiative on site there. It's brilliant. It's just a conversation that needs to continue. And compliance is key in anything when you talk about health and treating it as that important.
Can I ask you, like, my generation were pretty awful about wearing sun cream. You're a lot younger than me. What are your generation like? Is there an awareness of the damage the sun can do? Is there an awareness of the need to put on sun cream?
I think you're being kinder, and my voice probably makes you sound an awful lot more youthful. But I think it's a fair point. I think there's a different view in each generation. And unfortunately, the stats just don't lie. I mean, in terms of applying SPF, I think the younger generation are definitely far more for it and aware of the reality. I would suggest, and studies would say the same, that they're leaning more towards the reason to apply it, or for aesthetic reasons, as opposed to the serious reasons that we know, i.e. to help to prevent against skin cancer. But we know nothing is foolproof. But you look at the numbers, it's 11,000 cases per annum, 1,300 of which are melanoma, and it can be a treatable skin cancer once you detect it early and you look after it. And so to answer your question, I do believe the awareness is there. I think initiatives like this will allow it to become more conversational. And if I may, without sounding in any way sexist, I think there still is an obstacle with people that identify as male with applying SPF. When you look at the stats, unfortunately, globally, though, they are showing that men are, by 2030, 2040, that the stats are far higher, leaning towards men being more prone and susceptible to it. And it could be because they don't feel they have to put SPF on. It could be in Ireland you think, oh, sure, look, it's not sunny outside, but actually it's not the heated sun only that we'd be aware of. Or potentially it's because a lot of outdoor workers often are those that identify as male. So it's just it's a conversation, and you can't deny the stats. It's not a vanity, it's a health piece. That's my underlying constant urge to all.
Okay, well said, Jennifer. Jennifer Rock there, the skin nerd. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. This is News Talk.